He had been taken blindfolded and left in an unknown place. But if a good man took off his bandage and told him, "In that direction is the land of the Gandaharas, go in that direction," then if he were a wise man, he would go asking from village to village until he would have reached this land of the Gandaharas. So it happens in this world to a man who has a master to direct him to the land of the spirit. Such a man can say, "I shall wander in this world until I attain liberation, but then I shall go and reach my home." This invisible and subtle essence is the spirit of the whole universe. That is reality. That is truth. Thou art that. Is there anything higher than thought? Meditation is in truth higher than thought. The earth seems to rest in silent meditation, and the waters and the mountains and the sky and the heavens seem all to be in meditation. Whenever a man attains greatness on this earth, he has his reward according to his meditation. When a man speaks words of truth, he speaks words of greatness. Know the nature of truth. When a man knows, he can speak truth. He who does not know cannot speak truth. Know the nature of knowledge. When a man thinks, then he can know. He who does not think does not know. Know the nature of thought. When a man has faith, then he thinks. He who has not faith does not think. Know the nature of faith. When there is progress, one sees and has faith. Where there is no progress, there is no faith. Know the nature of progress. Where there is creation, there is progress. Where there is no creation, there is no progress. Know the nature of creation. Where there is joy, there is creation. Where there is no joy, there is no creation. Know the nature of joy. Where there is the infinite, there is joy. There is no joy in the finite. Only in the infinite there is joy. Know the nature of the infinite. Where nothing else is seen or heard or known, there is the infinite. Where something else is seen or heard or known, there is the finite. The infinite is immortal, but the finite is mortal. Where does the infinite rest? On his own greatness, or not even on his own greatness? In this world they call the greatness of possession of cattle and horses, elephants and gold, servants and wives, lands and houses, but I do not call this greatness, for here one thing depends upon another. But the infinite is above and below, north and south and east and west. The infinite is the whole universe. I am above and below, north and south and east and west. I am the whole universe. Atman is above and below, north and south and east and west. Atman is the whole universe. He who sees knows and understands this. Who finds in Atman the spirit, his love and his pleasure and his union and his joy, becomes a master of himself. His freedom then is infinite. But those who see not this become the servants of other masters, and in the worlds that pass away attain not their liberation. Om. In the centre of the castle of Brahman, our own body, there is a small shrine in the form of a lotus flower, and within can be found a small space. We should find who dwells there, and we should want to know him. And if anyone asks, "Who is he who dwells in a small shrine in the form of a lotus flower in the centre of the castle of Brahman? Whom should we want to find and to know?" We can answer, "The little space within the heart is as great as this vast universe. The heavens and the earth are there, and the sun and the moon and the stars. Fire and lightning and winds are there, and all that now is, and all that is not. For the whole universe is in him, and he dwells within our heart." And if they should say, "If all things are in the castle of Brahman, all beings and all